Richard Kaplan is a voice of Chicago sports, and he's on WGNRadio.com right now.
All right, let's talk about the Bears, because when Cutler went down and Briggs went down, I said on the air, they're done. They got no shot at the playoffs. Well, little did I know, little did we know, they do have a shot at the playoffs. What is your take? What grade would you give Mark Trestman right now if you had to grade him to this point in his rookie year as a head coach?
Well, I'd give him a real strong B. I don't know if you can, maybe a B+, because let's don't, you know, beat around the bush. This offense is the number two scoring offense in all of football. So that in itself, you know, that's a revelation here in Chicago. But, you know, there's been other decisions that, you know, we can bring up that have cost us, very, very important games. All I can tell you is my prediction, go back, check the tape. I said 10-6 and we make the playoffs. That was in August. I'm hoping we hit it right on the money. And, you know, it's a darn shame. And you know, all those years I played, some years we were living on, you know, the edge, waiting for other people to lose where we could get in. But nothing like taking care of business yourself. Well, unfortunately, this year we didn't take care of business. We had to, you know, survive on the kindness of others, meaning the idiot Detroit Lions. And my goodness, they come through in amazing color for us. And now here we are. All we got to do is win two games. And you got to think that could they have done this without Trestman? No. But, you know, 8-6 is still 8-6. It's not a great record, but it looks like it may be good enough to get you in the dance.
We're talking to the great Dan Hampton, the NFL Pro Football Hall of Famer, works here at WGN Radio. All right, if I told you you could have one scenario, which would you choose? The Bears' offensive weapons against the Eagles' defense, or the Eagles' offensive weapons against the Bears' defense? Which one would you think has the advantage?
The thing about the Eagles, Cap, is, you know, I'm a little old school. What we do the majority of damage, you know, with the three big guys outside, the two wideouts, and Martellus Bennett's tight end. Matt Forte's had a banner year. But silly, they run the ball. And Shady McCoy, he's dynamite. And, you know, he is one of those running backs that everybody would love to have. I mean, he doesn't need, somebody to make a hole for him. He's a one-man gang. So, I'm just saying, hey, I like our offensive weapons. Like I said, they're the second highest scoring group in the NFL. I think Philadelphia's seventh, so they're pretty good. But they're a little bit more old school. But all in all, you know, I think Lance Briggs is going to help the defense. Ratcliffe will help the defense. I think the rest of the guys, you know, it's one of those scenarios where, hey, all you got, it's not 14 games, 16 games. You know, you're looking at winning two games. Anybody can act like a badass for 2 weeks. And let's see if, you know, our defense can get some guys to swell up, make some plays, make some tackles, and let's see if we can't get this thing done.
Hamp, how much of an impact do you think Lance Briggs makes if he does indeed play 7 weeks out, shoulder injury? Bears desperately need him, obviously. What do you think you can expect to see from Lance on Sunday?
Well, he and, Peanut were the two best players on defense. We missed them both desperately. But more importantly, Lance gives us a little more physicality. You can't be last in the league stopping the run and look in the mirror. I don't care who you are. You've got to be embarrassed. And I don't know. You know, Lance can say, I haven't been a part of this. I've been out for 7 weeks. But all I can tell you is he will basically, you know, give those guys something to rally around and say, hey, you guys may have been, the sisters of the poor, you know, through October, November, but hey, it's time to crank it up. And I think he will. And, I made this comment years ago. I said the interesting thing about he and Urlacher is – Urlacher is more important the further away from the line of scrimmage he gets, and Briggs the closer he gets. So I think what that means is, hey, he is a guy that will make a lot of an impact in the run defense, in the actual front seven, right at the line of scrimmage, where we've just been abysmal all season long. So I think, it's not pennies from heaven. It's gift cards. He means a lot.
Hampo, when you look at the whole Jay Cutler, Josh McCown battle that people like Mark Harmon, Jordan Bernfield, and others have been saying, hey, you got to play Josh McCown, he's the hot hand, blah, blah.
The entire city. Go ahead.
No, not the entire city.
A large portion of it. Go ahead.
But I have always said Jay Cutler is your starter. Jay Cutler is your best long-term guy. I would sign him to a long-term extension. Unless you tell me Tom Brady's coming here in the draft, I'm not going to risk this team on somebody I draft in the third, fourth, fifth round. I need to pick defensive players in the first round. So what would you do with this quarterback situation?
Here's the thing. If Jay Cutler is, in a position to win the last two games, win a game two or whatever in the playoffs, his value skyrockets. Well, that's if you're Emory, that's exactly what you're in it for. So let's see what happens. If it doesn't happen, then I think the team, Phil Emory, they'll have more leverage. They won't have to pay the king's ransom. But as you said, Cap, you don't trade two number ones, the three, a starter, for a guy to play four or five bad years with four different coordinators, and then you let him walk. The guy has, top five skills. You've got to, you've got to basically just say, hey, I've got the whisperer that's going to, make him better every week, every year. He's proven that, he's back on a learning curve. But ultimately, this is a great problem to have. I remember when we would get to the end of the season and Henry Burris was playing,
yep,
and everybody's saying, okay, what are we going to do now? Well, everybody knows what we're going to do now. We're going to sign Jay Cutler. It's just to be determined how damn much he can hold us hostage for. But, hey, think about this. Would the Patriots have ever won a Super Bowl without Tom Brady? No.
Nope.
How about Peyton Manning? Are they not going to be a favorite once it starts because of Peyton? If he's hurt, they're out of it. I'm just saying, a special quarterback today means more than any other position in all of football. Let's don't fret about our situation. Let's rejoice.
Yeah, but Hamp, well, two things. Number one, are you putting Cutler on that level? And the number two, the scenario you paint, let's say they get in the playoffs. Jay Cutler has earned the right now to be a free agent. There are a ton of teams that are going to want Jay Cutler. Are you going to pay?
Right.
Are you going to pay market value? Because that's going to be a significant chunk of change. You're not.
If you want steak, you're going to let your neighbor buy it because you don't want to pay for it. I'm just saying, hey, it is what it is, and we'd all love to be in his position. But you know what? God only makes so many guys that can throw the ball, that 6'3", that can run around, can escape, the pressure in the pocket, and all I can tell you is, these are problems that we're lucky to have. Again, do you think that Tennessee is just cannot wait to go in the offseason figuring out how they're going to sign Jake Locker? Come on, I'm just saying. Hey, look at Jacksonville. Look at all these. Everybody would love to have the chance to sign a guy. And you're saying, well, you're putting him in that category. Well, the last time I checked, a quarterback's job is to run the offense and score points. They're the second highest in the league. And, McCown was filling in. But I'm just saying, it's all part of the offensive program that you're looking at projecting over the next 3-4 years. And it's only going to get better. So, yeah, he's a huge chip in this game. And when you look around the league, if you don't have a bona fide, Trent Dilfer is the last of the Mohicans. There'll never be another team win with a guy like Trent Dilfer. Trust me. It's always going to be somebody that is pretty special at the quarterback position. From a Drew Brees to a Peyton Manning to an Eli Manning, you just got to call it what it is. It's now a quarterback-driven entity, and we've got one, finally, after all those years of wandering around looking for one.
All right, before we let you go, I got to ask you two last questions around the holidays. The fondest memory of a little Danimal growing up in Arkansas around this time of year?
Oh, boy, you're going old school. You know what? It never snows down there. And swear to God, I think when I was 6 or 7, it snowed on Christmas Eve. And, I mean, that, you know, for a little kid to see snow, that was one of the greatest. One of the greatest. But we didn't have, skates or four-wheelers. My dad pulled us around on a car hood with a tractor in the snow. But it was more fun than anybody could ever imagine. We had a great time.
All right, and if you had to give a Christmas gift to one Chicago sports team, could be anybody, what would you give to that team?
Guys, I'm just saying, the one thing about the Bears that you've got to believe, and it's not something that you give. They've got to find it. I'd give them the gift to look in the mirror and find the will to become committed to being physical on defense. You know, this is an embarrassment. You know, they got the ad campaign saying we're the new monsters. Nobody's scared. Nobody's scared of this bunch. It's not too late. It's not too late to get after the Philly offense. It's not too late to bow up on the Packers and go into the playoffs with a new attitude and a little vengeance, a little physicality. I mean, my God, if I could give them anything, I'd make them have to watch these films around the clock. And just so they'd be so embarrassed, they'd go out and do something about it. How about that?
So you think the talent's there, Hampo?
Was that?
You think the talent is there for them to do what you're saying?
You know, the difference in the talent. You look at Kansas City. They won what, two games last year, and now they're 11 and 3 or something. I'm just saying. Hey, attitude is 90% of pro football, and it's the ones that accept it and realize how important it is to do. To go about the game in a fundamental way of getting after people. Hey, basketball, okay, talent's a big part of it. And even in hockey, yeah. But football, toughness, and being physical is 9/10 of the law. And it's like we think we can outthink everybody. No. It's time to go back to carrying a big stick and, laying people out. And if we do, hey, who's the – Baltimore – think about it. Baltimore had to win their last three games, got in, was an underdog all the way through winning the Super Bowl. And you know what? They just said, we want it worse than you do. And they did. Let's try to catch a little bit of that attitude. It'll go a long way.
The David Kaplan Show on the Voice of Chicago 720 WGN.
And on your app, WGNRadio.com.